Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew 6 and 31, Jesus said, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, wherewithal shall we be clothed?" When the Lord tells us don't say something and don't think about it, what should we do? We should not talk it and think about it. Verse 32, "For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." The ungodly, the unsaved, godless world is seeking after what? They're seeking after what they need, what they want. Making a living, having fun. I'm going to say, what's wrong with that? I need some things too. He said the Father knows you need some things. But we should not seek what the ungodly seek. That's not the only way you can get it. There's another way to get it rather than seeking and striving for it. Even though we're in the world, we don't have to participate in the world rat race. We don't. And we don't have to struggle like ungodly, unbelieving people do, trying to get what we need and what we want. Verse 33, he tells us what to seek. Don't seek necessities of life, food, housing, clothing, what your kids and grandkids need. Don't focus on that. Don't seek after that. Don't just live to make a living and seek that. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, righteousness, both in the book of Psalms and the book of Hebrews, it says the Lord's scepter is a scepter of righteousness. He rules by righteousness, by rightness. Wherever God is ruling and influencing, things will be right and they will be fair and they will be just and good. How many care and desire that things be good and right and just and fair? But when the kingdom of God is influencing and exercising reign over people in an area, it will be. And that is what you and I are to pursue and to seek. And as we're seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what'll happen? All the stuff that the world is striving to get, trying to add to themselves, He will add it to us while we seek His kingdom. This is a different way of living. This is a very different way of life. Now, when we say seek the kingdom of God, what does that mean? What is the kingdom of God? And how do you seek it? Well, kingdom is the king's dominion, the king's domain, or that which the king rules over, the realm, the sphere of influence that the king reigns over. Well, what is the king reigning over? What is the king ruling over? Well, some would say, well, God's ruling over everything. Well, we've camped on that in times past. We did a series called You Choose, in which we dealt with some of the common phrases and commonly held beliefs. People say, well, God is in control. You hear that frequently. God is in control. And then people say, well, everything happens for a reason. And God must have had a reason. Well, I don't doubt that it happened for a reason. But that don't mean the reason is that it was God's will. Amen. Or God's plan. And the truth is, there's all kind of stuff happening down here that is not the will of God, not the plan of God, does not please Him at all. Amen. Now, if you back up in the chapter, you see He had already addressed some of these things in verse 9 when He's teaching the disciples and us about prayer. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye." Pray like this: "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Prayer is to be addressed to the Father, not others. We don't pray to saints. We don't pray to angels. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. And we're to reverence Him. And after He said, you're praying to the Father and you're reverencing Him, hallowed be thy name, the first thing He said to ask for and ask about is, verse 10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Well, if God is controlling everything and reigning over everything down here, why would we need to pray that He would? If the will of God is being done already in everything that's happening down here, why would we need to pray that His will would be done? How many think there is presently a very big difference between what's happening in heaven and what's happening down here on the earth? How much crime in heaven? What's the crime rate? Really low? How about zero? What about poverty? Hunger? Disease? War? How much? Do you know why? Because God is in complete control there. And that's why it's that way. And there's coming a time when it's going to be that way here. Have you read the back of the book?
Yes.
What did the Bible say? There's coming a time when there's going to be no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more dying. What will have happened at that point? The kingdoms of this world will have become the kingdoms of our Lord and God, and He will be ruling and reigning over everything, and the glory of the Lord is going to cover this earth like the waters cover the sea. But that is not yet. I said, that is not yet. I mean, we shouldn't have to think too hard to realize that something else is going on down here besides God being in control. I mean, just in the news this week, you see leaders of nations destroying and killing their own people. Is God doing that? Now see, you got even preachers who stand up and say, well, you know, God's ways are mysterious. God's killing babies with chemical weapons. No, He's not. This one's died in this storm. This one died in this hurricane. This one died in this tornado. We just don't understand God's ways. No, no, no. Jesus said if it's stealing, if it's killing, if it's destroying, the thief's doing it. The devil's doing it. And we see in the temptation when Jesus came, you know, in the wilderness there, the enemy, the Bible said, we looked at this in previous times, took Him to a very high mountain and showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. What did He show Him? All the kingdoms. Well, see, Rome was one of the kingdoms. It was, you know, the biggest and far-reaching at that point. There were others. He showed Jesus all these kingdoms and He said, all this glory and power of these kingdoms I will give to you if you'll fall down and worship Me. Because it has been delivered to Me and I give it to whoever I want to. Most Christians don't believe that. They just don't believe it, and that's why their theology is so messed up. And the devil does not want you believing this. The devil's favorite thing for you to believe is the devil don't even exist. But even if you do believe He exists, just never think about it or talk about it and believe that everything that's happening is God, because then you will blame God for the atrocities the devil's committing. And many Christians are miffed and upset with God and hurt. Why, God, why don't you do this? God, why'd you let this happen? Not realizing it wasn't God. I said it wasn't Him. It was the thief, the killer, the destroyer. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls Him the God of this world. And it's obvious. Every time you see killing, stealing, and destroying, the enemy is ruling and influencing throughout this earth through men and women. It's happening. But not over everybody. I said, not over everybody. Not over me. How about you? Why? I've been translated. Oh, come on. Out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and the devil has nothing on me or in me. He's nothing to me. I have a Lord. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. And what you and I are to seek and pursue is that, first of all, to allow Him to reign over us. Let His kingdom extend over us. There's coming a time when every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess. But that's not yet. That's not yet. But the smart ones bow now and confess now. And allow Him to rule over them now in this life. Somebody said out loud, I'm in the kingdom.
I'm in the kingdom.
And the kingdom's in me.
And the kingdom's in me.
Should we be seeking to get other people in?
Yes.
Persuade them, let God rule over your house. Let God be over you. Let Him be Lord over you and everything that you have. He won't make you, but He'll receive you if you'll receive Him. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Go with me to Matthew then, the 20th chapter, please. Matthew 20 and about verse 20. Then came to Him, Jesus, the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping Him and desiring a certain thing of Him. Verse 21. And He said to her, what do you want? So in other words, she comes to Him very respectful, worshipful, and says, Lord, I have a favor. What are you laughing about? I have a favor I want to ask of you. And He said, dear, what do you want? And she said, would you grant that these my two sons may sit the one on your right hand and the other on your left hand in your kingdom? Now this tells us volumes. Why would she ask for this? Jesus must have talked a lot about the kingdom, mustn't He? The more you look at the scriptures, you begin to see how far the present day church has gotten away from what Jesus emphasized. The gospel is called the gospel of the kingdom. Did you know that?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.